Good morning, everyone. This is John doing the Daily Inspiration. This is Saturday morning. This will be our last message, and we have gone through Matthew chapter 23. And so I just want to close out with some good news. With some good news from the gospel. And I want you to know that in all of Jesus' words of warning and of rebuke and of admonition, that his real purpose, his real message, his real burden was that people would get to know him. I'm going to start here in the Gospel of John, chapter 14. It says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know." Thomas said unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way?" Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him." Philip said unto him, "Show us the Father, and it suffices us." Jesus said unto him, "Have I not been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me? Philip, he that has seen me has seen the Father. How sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the work. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come unto you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But you see me, because I live. You shall live also. At that day shall you know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself unto him. Now, Judas asked him here, you know, how will you manifest yourself? And I'm not going to take time to read through all of that. I advise that you get out your Bible, go to the Gospel of John, chapter 14, and read the rest of the chapter there, because he talks about how he will come and he will bring the Comforter. He will bring the Holy Spirit. And he wants to abide in them. Notice here in verse 17, "For he dwelleth with you." He told the disciples, "He dwelleth with you and shall be in you." At this point, the Holy Spirit was not yet poured out. The Holy Spirit was there, but he was not within them. He was by them. And we know that if we read in the book of Acts that they received the Holy Spirit, and we can also receive the Holy Spirit, where God dwelleth in us, rather than just knowing of God or being around us. But we have to allow God to do his work in our lives, for he is a holy God, and he will not fill us with the Holy Spirit when we allow sin to have dominion in our lives. I want to finish out here in Romans chapter 8. That is a good chapter to read. But there's a few verses I want to share before I leave with you. I'm going to read verse 11 here. "But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Verse 14, he says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. We've been adopted. You know, this law and fear and control, this is not from the Father. This is Satan's counterfeit. This verse 16, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. This comes back to John 14. He says, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Now, let me just go back here, go back a couple of verses. Verse 8, he says, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. If you do not have the Spirit of Christ, you are none of his. And in verse 16, he says that this Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. If you do not have the Spirit of God that bears witness with your spirit that you are a child of God, you are none of his. If this is ground shaking and unsettling for you, trust me that it is much better to come to this realization in this life and in this day of repentance than to come to eternity and realize that you were deceiving your own selves. May the Spirit of God quicken your souls. May he speak life to you. May he come and have communion and fellowship with you. And may you find courage to walk into all the commandments of the Lord. May God bless each one of you.